Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Chaf Gimel. We'll pick it up on the very top line. Just to pick it up, we were in the middle of a discussion about, there was a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa about whether or not you're allowed to are we concerned that they had relation to the animals? So according to the Mishnah said that they are choshev for that, but the Braisa said that you're allowed to, if you purchased an animal from a non-Jew, you're allowed to use that as a korban. So how do you work out the teretz? Servina amra lo kasha halachatchila hadiyavid. Rashi explains, Mahadala Terutz Masnisa and the Braisa, we're going back now and answering up this stira. La olam chashid, really we are choshid. Masnisin lechatchila katani. Our Mishnah is talking about lechatchila de ein ma'amidin mishum dum rava la ubraisa katani ein choshin mishum roveya mishum nirva diavid. So the Braisa is going on the diavid after the fact. Umana temra de shiny bein lechatchila bein le diavid. How do you know there's a chilek between lechatchila and bidiavid? Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, lo tisyachid isha imohim. A woman's not allowed to be with him because they're suspected of behaving inappropriately. Meisha chashud in al harayis. Or remain here, but I'll ask you a kasha based on the morning ksubas in the second parak. Ka isha shenech. Bisha bidei goyim, a woman who was captured and imprisoned by goyim, al yedei moments. If the reason why they kept her captive because there was money they were trying to extract from her, so in this case we can assume that nothing happened because they don't want to lose out on that. So muteras the bala, therefore she's allowed to be with her husband, right? Meaning if her husband's a kohen, we're no concern that she was violated. Al yedei nefashos, but if the reason why she was captured was because of a dinei nefashos, meaning that she's not expected to be alive, meaning that it's a capital crime, in that case, asur labayla. She's osur. The husband was a kohen, they would not hold back from violating her. So the first part of the Mishnah says the woman who was with Yichud is not assumed to have relations with him. So that's a stira to the Mishnah here, which says the woman's not allowed to be with the goyim. So elalash shmamino. So you see from here, shiny lawn bein lechatchil b'diavid. So don't you see from here? Let me make a chilek between our Mishnah and Bidyevit, the Mishnah Ksuvis. So mimai, one second, how do you know that? Dilma la'olam emalach, maybe I could say to you as follows. Afilu Bidyevit, Diyevit, Nami lo, even Bidyevit, no, you can't assume. But however, hocha, hain time, here we have a different reason with the Mishnah in Ksuvis. Mis yare mishum hefsid mamono, the reason why she's going to be mutter to her husband even after she was captured, because maybe the husband's not going to agree to pay if his wife was violated, and the goy doesn't want to lose out his money by violating her, so therefore he's going to hands off, so he doesn't want to lose out. Teda, you should know this is the correct pshat, the ketani seifa, as we learned in the seifa, adi nefashos asur labalo. Because if she was for capital offenses, then she would be osur to her husband, suvomidi, right? And then you don't have to give any more interpretation. There is a tragic teshuva that appears in the Shavuos Yaakov. This is found in Shavuos Yaakov, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. And I'll read the teshuva and summarize what he says. She'ela ma'isa shahayakach haya siya shel b'nei adam shahalchil b'derech. A group of people were traveling. Ve'echa mehem ishto imo, one has wife with him. Ve'hila eis erev ahalchil Malon, they went to an inn, Samach Liyard, close to the forest. Umat Hashem Anshe Blial, and some irreputable people without any morals. Rotzchon and murderers, Shehem and Moedim, Laharag Nefashas al Iske Mamon. They're going to kill these people and rob them. Kasher Rosh, Tzorason, Tzorash, Amda Alehem, Laharagosam, Veloshamu Behas Chananu Alehem. They were pleading for the lives and were listening. Al Nafshasehim. Az Hifkira Atzma Ha'isha Biratzon Ba. Right? She, woman, willingly went over to seduce these bandits. Right? Baal Yisro, husband, Va'aydechein, Hitzila Osam. And she had a maisa znus with the head of them, and in fact, she saved them as a result of her actions. Oy, this is a shayla. We should read this tshuva on Tisha B'Av. Va'achshav bo ba'alo l'sho. Now the husband has a shayla. Rabbi, tell me, what's the thing? Iishta muteris lo. Is he allowed to live with his wife? She did a maisa bia. right? Cave and Shinaz is mitzad ones. It really was an ones. If a woman is violated, that's the difference between a wife of a Kohen versus a wife of Yisrael. If a woman was raped and her husband's a Yisrael, she's allowed to still remain married, but not if she's married to a Kohen. Oh, yikal v'schal haprisha v'keita nisnahigimo. So what should this man do? So it's a long tshuva, and the upshot of it is that what she did was tremendous. And it was a mitzvah, what she did, but, however, she is osur to remain married to her husband. This is really a middle shita. There are two other extremes. There's the Shlomo Kluger, and Yoredeya writes that in a case like this, not only is it a mitzvah what the woman did to save the lives, but she's muteris labala. So she's allowed to still remain with him, not like the Shvus Yaakov rules over here. And then the other extreme is that of the Noda Yehuda. So he writes, like, by Esther. Esther did this in order to save the Klal Yisrael. But it has to be all of Klal Yisrael when a woman is allowed to have a Maisa's Nus. But for saving here, this group of people, these 5, 10, 20, 30, whoever, how many group people were in the group, then unfortunately the Maisa is Osir, and then certainly she is Osir to remain with her husband. But again, according to the conclusion of Shvus Yaakov, it was a mitzvah, what she did, by saving Jewish lives, but she would in fact Nebuch not be allowed to remain married to her husband. Okay, now back in the Gemara, says Rav Pedas Omer, he's going to, again, working out this whole steer between the Mishnah, which said that the Goyim are choshed for bringing with animals, and the Braisa, which says that you're allowed to use an animal bought from a Goy as a Korban. Rav Pedas Omer, Lokasha, Ha Rebbe Elezer, Ha Rabbonin. Right? One, the Mishnah is like Rebbe Elezer, and the Braisa holds like the Rabbonin. I'm quoting, Ditnan Gabe Paras Chatas, regarding the paraduma, Rabbi Lezer Omer Eina Nikachas Min Hagoyim. You're not allowed to purchase it from a non-Jew. Chachamim Matirim, and the rabbis allow you to purchase the paraduma from the goyims. So then Rabbi Pedas explains, My lav hak miflagi. Isn't this the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham? Rabbi Lezer sover chashin l'riva, Rabbanan sover lo chashin l'riva. Isn't that what they're arguing about? That the Rabbi Lezer says we are concerned that maybe they had a ma'isa znus with the animal and bestiality, and the Chachamim do not hold from that. Mimai, one second. How do you know that? Dilma, maybe kuli alma lo chashin l'riva. Maybe everybody, both Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim aren't concerned with that. The Hocha, high in the time of the Rabbi Lezer. So the reason over here, according to Rabbi Lezer, is really Kidrev Yehuda Amar Rav. Right? He holds like what Rabbi Yehuda Rav said. What's that? The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Hiniach Alehen Uda Shel Sakin Psola. If you put a bundle of sacks upon the Paraduma, then that makes it possible, because the Pasuk says that it can't have any oil on top of it. Uve Egla, right, there's also a lot of links between Egla Rufa and Paraduma. So by the Egla, the Egla Rufa, Ad Shetim Shachba, until they've used to pull a load with it, right? Because that's another psul by the concept of the Egla Rufa. So now the Gemara speaks out. Marsa, the Rebbe Lazar holds, right, that the Paraduma you purchase from a goy, you can't use it. Chashinan, that because maybe it was used for really labor, not you're not able to tell. Umar Savalo Hashinan, the Chachamim, the Rabbonim say, no, we're not concerned with that. Right? Slow Salkadaitach, right? No, it can't be Pshat Rebbe Lezer holds. It's also because they might have been, you know, putting this like sack of reeds on top of it. Right? Lo Salkadaitach, the Mishum, Nichapurta, Lo Mafsi Tuva. For the slight pur, the small amount they're going to benefit from putting a little bit of a sax upon the animal, then you have so much more money you could get if you actually sell the paraduma. There was a few years ago, there was a potential paraduma for a farm, I think it was in Howell, right? It's outside of Lakewood, and there was a lot of excitement about it, a lot of buzz, and they interviewed this farmer. Well, it still was a potential, and he was saying, people have offered me $1 million for this paraduma, this potential paraduma. He says, I'm not selling it. It was a big Kiddush Hashem. The man said, I'm not selling it. This is my gift to the Jewish people in Israel. If this is the paraduma, the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to ship it out and send it over to them. But $1 million. So what? You're going to lose out a potential of $1 million because you put a little pekalach on it? No one's going to do that. The goy is not going to do that. Turns out, unfortunately, that the paraduma gave birth, and that made it possible. But it wasn't really a paraduma. It was a potential. Maybe if we had been worthy of it, our generation had been zoich, that could have been the paraduma. The Rambam writes that there were nine paradumas throughout history, and the 10th one is going to be with Mashiach. Hopefully Mashiach should come soon. We should be zoich to see that 10th paraduma b'po mamish. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Hachinami Lema. So too, now let's say the same story over here. Meshum hana purta, for a small little amount of benefit, lo mafsi tuva. They're not going to lose out. Not going to lose out. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that story over here about why the goy would not have relations. Hosam yitzvah tokfo, because he could be overcome by his yitzahara, and even though he knows intellectually, financially, it's to his disadvantage, can't control himself. Unfortunately, we know many stories of public figures where they've thrown away their reputation and their career and all they've worked so hard to accomplish because their yitzahara overpowered them. Hamei v'nyoven. Dilma. No, maybe the other way. Maybe everybody holds, we're not concerned that there was a bishyali. But over here, the reason is of Rabbi Elazar, kidetani shela. Like Shela taught. What's that? The tani shela. My time at Rabbi Elazar. What's the reason of Rabbi Elazar? Daber al b'nei Yisrael vayikchu eilecha. Speak to the b'nei Yisrael and they should take to you, meaning the paraduma. B'nei Yisrael yikchu ve'ein hagoyim yikchu. The meat is that the b'nei Yisrael to take the paraduma, but the goyim did not take the paraduma. So it says, no, it can't be true. Lo salka daitach diktani seifa, because you look to the seifa, same brisa. V'chein hai Rebbe Eliezer poisa b'chol ha-korbonos kulon. He would puzzle every korban that was brought from a goy. Isak adaitach kitatani shela. If you can tell me that really was because it was the Rebbe Shela says it's possible because he holds of shela. So bishleim parak siv ba kicha. I understand why that would work because by the paraduma it has a lashon of kicha. Elakulhu korbanos kicha siv behu. But is right kicha by all other korbanos? No, it doesn't. You don't see this lashon of kicha of taking it in the other context by other korbanos. So it comes out that can't be what Rebbe Elazar really holds. The Dilma, perhaps, ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan alei de Rabbi Elazar. Maybe like this. The Rabbanan, ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan, they don't really argue with Rabbi Elazar, and Amid Beis, el de para de dameha yikarin, because that's got a very high price tag on it. Aval b'shar karbonos, but when it comes to any other korban, module. In other words, the chacham hold the goy wouldn't risk forfeiting for a small family, but for things which are not so valuable, so yeah, okay, in that case, we'd be masking Rabbi Elazar that you can't use them for that. In other words, how much is I don't know what a regular cow costs. I don't know. Let's say $500. Okay, so $500, I'll lose it. $1 million, they're not willing to lose that. But $500, yeah, $500, they wouldn't mind necessarily on losing that. No, the Gemara says it can't be true. Elaha de Tanya. We learned in the Tosefta, lochin mehen behema lekorban, that you're allowed to purchase from a non-Jew animals to use as a korban, some money. So who's that going like? Lo Rebbe Eliezer velo Rabbanan. It can't be neither the Rabbanan nor Rebbe Eliezer. V'od, and more, we learn b'feirush the brayse, Tanya behedya, my osivu lo chavroihi lo Rebbe Eliezer. What are the chavrai? What's his chaverim? What are they going to respond to him, to Rebbe Eliezer, when he holds that he holds that an animal that you purchase from the goy can't be used? So koltzon keder yikavtsu loch, a pasuk in Yeshayahu that all the flocks of keder will be gathered to you, right? Ya'alu liratzon al mizbechi, they will come liratzon is an acceptance upon my mizbeach. So the Chachamim learned from this pasuk that any animal that's intended to use for korbanos could be purchased from a non-Jew. So there's no reason to assume that they would be moided to Rabbi Eliezer. So it comes out, according to Rav Pedas's opinion, that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Brisa that goes like the Rabbanan, that's what stands at the end of the day. Okay, so now since we're on the sugya of a paraduma, the Gemara is going to get to the famous story of Dama ben Nesina. Maybe we'll probably get to it today, but we'll see how far we get. Okay, here comes the next section. Ad kan lo pligi ele bechashosha. So Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim only are arguing the case where there is a chashash that they had relations with the animal. Aval heich de vaday rova psula. But everyone agrees in the case where there really was a maisa, then okay, it's possible. So shma mina de para kodshe mizbeachi. So you see from this that the paraduma is categorized as kodshe mizbeach to e kodshe bedek abayis, because if it belongs to bedek abayis, samim impasle mi mipaslo ba revia, would the fact they had relations with it, would that come to make it possible, right? So the bedek abayis is then going to become ruined by a fact of that. So no shiny part, there's a different an exception to it, even though maybe technically it is belong to the category bedek abayis, the chatas kari rachmana, because the Torah calls it as a chatas. So therefore, since the Torah calls it by chatas, even though it's not really its real category, it has the same halachos as a korban chatas, which means that if it was riva, it would become posel. You cannot use it as in the avoda. Elameata, if that's what you're saying, siti posel beyotzi doifin. So now it should become posel. It was a cesarean. Yotzi doifin is the term for. That there's a large literature in halacha is what the status is of a yotzei dofin. There's a Rambam. The Rambam writes, interesting, he says, a lashon like, once a woman has had a yotzei dofin, a C-section, it's impossible for her to give a vaginal birth afterwards. So all the mefarshim say, what do you mean? You know, ma'isa b'chol yom. So somehow you have to answer up that either like nishtana hateva, that maybe in the times of the Rambam it couldn't happen, but nowadays this is a frequent, very frequent thing where a woman will have a C-section and later be able to give birth regularly. But back to an animal. So it says like this. V'chi teme hachinami. You're going to tell me, yeah, you're right. So Allah matanjus. Then why do we learn in b'raisa? Hikdisha b'yotzei doifin psula. If one was makdish the paraduma, but it was born with the through a C-section, so that's possible. You can't use it. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon holds no. A paraduma that's born through a yotzei dofin through a C-section is good. So the kash is like this. If really you're going to tell me that what's called a chatas, then all the halachas apply to a chatas. So how could Rabbi Shimon come along and say that it's kosher? V'chiteim. If you're going to tell me like this, Rabbi Shimon Lataimi. Rabbi Shimon is consistent with his reasoning, like he says elsewhere. The Amar Yotzei Doifin Vlad Ma'al Yehu. It's a real Vlad. It's a full fledged offspring. It's no different than a baby that's born in a regular way. That can't be true. Why not? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan Modahai Rabbi Shimon Le'inyin Kodshim She'ein Kodosh. Rabbi Shimon agrees. He's modah the fact that an animal which is born through Yotzei Dofin is not considered to be Kodosh. So even so, Rabbi Shimon over here should agree that the Paraduma should be Psula, right? Why does he say that he's Machshirit, right? Ella Shiny Para. No. Paraduma is different. Why? Ho'el Amun Poisobo. Because it's... if you have a mum, a blemish, that would posel it. So therefore, dover erev avoda zor nami posel bo. Since you have that type of soul, therefore also a dover erev, if someone had a bestiality or was used for a avoda zor, that's also going to disqualify it. Dichsiv, like the pasuk says, ki mosh chosam behem mum bo. Their corruption is in them. Mum bom. Their blemish is in them. V'tana debei. Any place where the word corruption is used, that's like a reference to Dover Erva, to Znus, to bestiality, excuse me, or to Avodah Zarah. So what's the support for this? So Dover Erva, how do you know that? That Hashchas refers to Dichsiv ki hishchis kolboser es darko al ha'oretz. That the this is by the Mabul, that all the flesh had corrupted their way. So you see from the Hashchos, so here means is a Gili Rayas, bestiality, right? Avodah Zarah, and the Raya that the person of Avodah Zarah, Dechsiv, Pentash Chisun, Vasisim Lechem Pesel. You're going to deal corruptly, you're going to make yourself a graven image. Ha, Paranami, Hoyal Moon Posobo, right? So since the moon puzzled it, Dover Erva, Avodah Zarah, Poslibo. So too also. The Rayas and the idol worship of Avodah Zarah would also make it possible. Just Agav, there's a famous Beis Halevi who discusses in how could this be that by the Mabul that you found that animals were having relations with other animals. In other words, by humans, but mainly you understand. A person could have a taiva to have gili arayis. But why would a cat want to mate with a dog? Or why would an alligator want to mate with an ostrich? I don't know. Why would these different types of species come? So the Beis Halevi has the yesod. He says that a person's actions don't only affect themselves, but it makes a impression upon the avira, around the spiritual surroundings by them. So if a person is living a life of kedusha and tahara, then that uplifts them, like we know by Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and his donkey. His donkey was from. But on the opposite extreme, if a person is leaving a life of sin and averas and gili rayas, so that makes an impression upon the animals themselves. So the reason why the pasuk says ki hishchis kol boser es darkol haaretz, because it was a reaction to the reality that was created by the human beings. They corrupted and made it such a zuhama in the world, in their environment, that had a reflection upon the animals as well. And mamela, they too corrupted their ways as well. Okay, we'll stop here on Mishnah. We'll continue with the famous story of Dama ben Nassin. It appears in Kedushin. It appears here. We'll pick that up with tomorrow's daf. Okay, have a good day.